Hi all, it's Jack, and it's 12:15, roughly, on Thursday afternoon. That's my radio voice. I don't know if it's a good radio voice or not. So it's been quite a day. All sorts of interesting things going on today. Over on the Facebook page, I talked for a moment about perspective. I spent a good 25 minutes dealing with my health insurance provider because my premium was due and I wanted to make my payment, but I couldn't make it online. Why could I not make it online? Because for some reason, their website says that I'm not a customer. I don't get it because they send me emails saying, hey, your bill is due, pay. If I call up, they know who I am, but the website won't recognize me. And you know, that's how I do my banking. So I was busy trying to get that straightened out. It was just all sorts of irritating, and I had other irritating things happen. But when I talk about perspective and how it's impacted, I also heard from relatives in Israel who were expressing their concern about the situation, tell me a little bit about what's going on and who did what. And you know, I was grateful to hear they're all safe. And my cousin referred to having to hide from the rockets, so to speak, as being irritating. So I'm busy getting irritated because the website is broken and they're running away from rocket fire because they're being attacked by terrorists. So I suppose in the grand scheme of things, my day is easy. And that's true. I'm still trying to figure out, though, like I was saying, what happened today. I've been stuck in the time warp. Not doing the time warp. I've been stuck in a time warp or a time suck. Although I've gotten quite a bit of work done, I haven't gotten enough done, and I'm trying to figure out just how it got to be this time of day, even though I got up at 5 a.m. to start working. So when I go over my list here, I'm pausing as I'm talking to you, I'm looking at my checklist, I've gotten a lot of things done, so it gives the semblance of productivity, but I don't feel like I've been productive. That's sort of irritating. You know, when you do this much, when you feel like you've got this much to do, you want to be productive, or reproductive, as the case may be. Actually, reproductive would be more fun. But, life gets interesting. So, what else do I have to share with you? I got to tell you that those of you who are doing the 30 days of writing, this has just been freaking fantastic for me. I love this, because the more I write, it just stimulates my mind. It really gets me going, and it's good for my writing. I feel like I'm starting to hit a groove. I'm starting to hit a rhythm. There's a pace that I'm trying to hit, but I don't feel like I'm sacrificing quality for quantity. You know, the only way to improve as a writer is to practice, and you've got to do two things to practice your writing. One is the obvious. You have to write. Two is you have to read. So you got to do a lot of reading and writing, and that's all part of your practice, and that's how you improve your skills as a writer. And that is always focal upon my mind. It's always something I'm thinking about. And that's something I think many of you are thinking about, because I know we exchange emails. We exchange comments about this on my blog, on your blog, and in other places. And in the newsletter, we talk about it. And on Facebook, we talk about it. So it's gratifying to see that the efforts of hard work are sometimes rewarded. So that's what I've got for you now. I'm trying to free up some time so that I can do some writing. But I've got to focus still on the work that pays the bills. I'm on deadline, and I kind of like being on deadline. But I'm ready to have just a little time to just do nothing but write. And I haven't figured out exactly what that topic is going to be. I don't know if I'm going to do more about politics. I don't know if I'm going to talk about religion. I might just write about punching a wolf in the face. Hey, I did that already. Maybe I'll write about scary clowns. I think I hit scary clowns. I've talked about relationships. I've talked about the kids. I've talked about all sorts of stuff. What? Oh, science fiction. Nah, I did that too. Yeah. I know, I'm babbling. This is what happens when I haven't had enough coffee, or maybe when I've had too much coffee. So, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you around 7.